I'm delighted to introduce to you Miss Evie Spearman of the Huntsville Literary Association. She has some fascinating things to talk about with the upcoming season of HLA. Miss Evie, welcome to WLRH, and thank you very much for being here this morning.
Oh, I always love being here.
Well, we love it when you come in. You always have some delightful things for us and some very insightful comments about them, and we will look forward to, I think, this first event. This is sort of kicking off the new season, I guess.
It comes before the Wine and Cheese membership party,
okay.
But Rebecca could come then,
right.
And that's why we're doing it
sometimes,
Sunday afternoon.
Yes, you have to get people when they can come. And September 22nd is when Rebecca Roselle Burt will be able to speak with you about her book. Now, this will be at Nativity Church in Ridley Hall at 3 p.m. September 22nd. That's this coming Sunday. And Rebecca Burt has written a story of her daughter's battle against cancer. What an interesting thing. Now, her daughter was 46 when this happened, and she guided her through a 13-month journey, it says here, battling a lethal form of cancer. What an amazing story. Miss Evie, did you read this book yet?
Of course.
You did? Fantastic. What did you think?
I loved it. The reason she came is she and Alice Tanner, who you all know, were best friends at Auburn, mm-hmm. and they have remained best friends all their lives.
Wow.
Their two husbands were in a fraternity at Auburn, and that's how they met, and their families have been friends forever, even their grandchildren. So this beautiful girl who died, this is a memoir that Rebecca has written. She wrote a novel before this, but the memoir, and it turns out to be a spiritual journey for her. And she lived in Anniston, and Anniston is still a lovely place.
Mm.
And the theme of the book is, I hate to use this phrase, but it takes a town to do this. And
wow.
That is why she has written this book. It's kind of an homage to a southern town. And she's a very southern writer, by
wow.
the way.
Wonderful.
She's a southern girl. And who went to Auburn, by the way.
There you go. There
and
you
she'll
go.
Be here Sunday afternoon at 3. It's open to the public. She insisted when she came, she's an Episcopalian, by the way, that she have it open to the public. There's no charge at all.
She just sounds really wonderful. She says here that she lives in Anniston with her husband, and they share their home with Woodrow the Wonder Dog, who is a Border Collie mix rescued from a shelter. She sounds fabulous. Now, let's see. The other things that she's done, Rebecca Burt has written another novel called Facing Bulls, which was published in 2010. She's currently working on another novel called Because I Live Here and editing Recollections, My Folks and Fields, her late father's cultural history of life in rural Clay County, Alabama. What an interesting lady. Now, again, she will be here September 22nd, speaking at Nativity Church in Ridley Hall at 3 p.m. about her book, I Had a Daughter, which is a memoir as well as a spiritual diary. Miss Evie, if you could tell me just a little bit about the book, what was the thing that stood out the most to you about this particular book?
In that she made a positive experience out of what a lot of people bemoan.
Wow.
And I think anybody has been through this who has somebody with cancer or a terminal illness should read this book.
Right.
And she'll have the books with her. And as you know, the Nativity is on the famous Eustace Street, which is now having stuff all the time with the Green Market down there, and the parking is free. It's easy to get into. There are no steps or anything, so we want you to come. We're going to have some lemonade.
Wonderful.
And stuff like that.
Wonderful.
But she is, Alice Tanner says she is the most wonderful person that she has ever met.
This is great, really.
A memoir of taking care of your daughter who's got cancer and come out positive. It's just, it's a miracle that she could have done this.
It is really amazing. Well, now it seems like if you're talking about also how the people of the town gathered together and that the community came together over this issue, also, Burt is talking about the complications and frustrations of finding the right doctors and the best treatment. And she describes in the book, in my notes here, she describes how the best doctors relate to the patient and not just the disease. Also, Bert talks about the necessity of informed patient participation in the process of treatment. So she covers a lot of stuff in that book.
It's really a book that people, well, she's going to talk about it, of course, but people should read it if they have an illness and are there in cahoots with a doctor. Never go to a doctor you don't like who won't look you in the eye and hold your hand.
Exactly, exactly. Well, now it's going to be very informative, and will there be a question and answer time?
Oh,
after
of course,
her
and she'll have
speech?
Her books with her, and she'll sign the books for you and do anything. And we hope that her husband comes, because Mac is a good friend of Bobby Tanner. See, the whole families are connected.
That was Miss Evie Spearman giving us a preview of the Huntsville Literary Association's upcoming season. You can find out more at hlahsv.org.